It's unbelievable. It's all of a sudden I've got all this like arrogance and confidence and attitude on the board. And that's because Alvin DeLauro is out of the house, which is not to say that he's not confident. He's just not arrogant and doesn't have all that attitude and swag like old man Ritt. And there he is, man, right there in the front row, rocking his tie for hour number three. We are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need certainty in the home buying process with a loan that fits your life, Rocket can. So Alvin's got some private business to tend to. He bounces for hour three. Rich shows up for 1 hour, but if he's going to be in the front row, he's going to rock that tie. And that's exactly what he's doing. Game on, tie on, clip on, tie on, game on. Rit.
Finally.
All right, so here's what we're doing. I've got open phones right now, 1-800-636-8686. I've got a What's Your Beef segment coming up next segment. So what you want to do is get your beefs in via social. Boy, that's a good time for old Alvy to bounce, isn't it? I've got the What's Your Beef segment coming up, so you can call with a beef, as I've said numerous times. I don't care what that beef is about. Sports, non-sports, professional, personal, social, family, neighbors, anything at all. I'm here for it. You can beef about anything at all. We do it once a week, and that's coming up next via social media, via the phones. It's a beef segment. You're allowed to beef, vent, bitch, whatever you want. 1-800-636-8686. Some unfinished business from the end of last hour. So, Jeremy in Green Bay. Jeremy in Green Bay has a golden ticket. Jeremy in Green Bay called and I said, either he's going to cement his position or he's going to get that thing ripped. So Jeremy's going on and he's starting to kind of ramble a little bit, right? And I'm checking social and again, what you think matters to me, but I'm not going to let you decide for me. And I'm seeing people saying, run him, rip it. Rome, what's going on, man? Are you asleep at the switch? And Jeremy, you are, because you have a golden ticket. I'm seeing all this, but, you know, I've got your back. I did give you that golden ticket, right? And I'm not going to be swayed by the masses and all these people who are saying, this guy sucks. Take it, Rome. Come on, Rome. I will not be swayed by that, Jeremy. Yes, I will. Now you no longer have one. That hurts. That's got to hurt. The delayed rip job. The delayed rip job. It's like the umpire looking at that third strike. He's looking at it, and ringing a guy up. Should I have gotten to it sooner? Yeah, probably. I'm not perfect. I'm human. I gave you the benefit of the doubt. But then I thought about it for a second. And now you no longer have a golden ticket. Kind of cool, right? Gets to the break. See, on the one hand, I want to say he got to the break and thought to himself, I wonder, oh, good, I still have it. But then again, a guy like that didn't think that. A guy like that thought, good, man, I cemented my spot. That call is going to guarantee that I'm on the air that day. Actually, Jeremy, that call is going to guarantee that you're not on the air that day, unless you can somehow get it back. That's the beauty of the thing. 16 days, 12 shows, plenty of opportunities to get it back. Guys have had tickets, lost tickets, and gotten tickets back. Now, say something's never happened. Somebody's never had a ticket, lost a ticket, got the ticket back, and then won the event. I don't believe that's ever happened. So anyway, long story short, my man, you just got schmackied. That is, I've got a golden ticket in reverse. The schmacky helicopter. So now the field has one fewer entrant. 1-800-636-8686. The other thing about hour number three, and if it sounds like my beef is with Alvy bouncing right now, it's not. Alvy's got some personal business. Of course, it is the busiest hour of the week where he has that personal business. Hour three on a Wednesday. because I have an ATP coming up also later on this hour. And Hawk's just sliding back and forth, man. Just sliding back and forth. Where are you, Hawk? All right, so what do you want to do here? I'm trying to separate. The reason I'm having a conversation with my EP, I'm trying to separate the beef calls from the actual calls. Feel me? Some of the reaction. Let's see here. Dear Rome, Boris Yeltsin, Ron Jeremy, and the notorious B.I.G. all in the same smack. Shawnee's verses cannot be replicated ever again. The champ. Max Sheets. Yeah, again, there's a reason the guy's won it five times. There's a reason the guy parlayed that into a career in the business. He's really good at it. No doubt. Jimmy. Wow. That call from Sean from 1998. I've been listening since 1998 when I was in college. I called once. Jay Stu answered. Jim Rome Show. I got nervous. I hung up. And I realized I would never be participating in a smack off. I saw you at the Detroit tour stop. And I had to miss the after party to go to a wedding reception. My buddies hung out with Silk at a bar. Had him call me. I called him poor. And he called me original. Classic. It's been a great 23 years, Jim. Thanks for the laughs. Good luck to the smack off participants. Court in Flint, my man. That's one of the best tour stops ever. That Detroit tour stop was wild. Had a great day in Detroit. Dear Jim, well said, Garrett Cole. Regards, Reggie in the OC.
First off, Kyle preps Cal's beer for him like you would do for your wife or your girlfriend. You know, it's actually very sweet of him. Rome, honestly, I'm...
I did that to put that dude out of his misery.
Honestly?
I mean, I may even need to hear that again. Like Reggie into a brown paper bag. Bro, breathe through it.
First off...
You need the box breathing technique, yo.
Kyle's beer for him, like you would do for your wife or your girlfriend, you know. It's actually very sweet of him. Rome, honestly, I'm...
Honestly, Reggie, you should not have made that call. Honestly, that's one of my favorite calls ever. My man is hyperventilating. One more time, Rit. One more time for good luck.
First off, Kyle preps Cal's beer for him like you would do for your wife or your girlfriend, you know. It's actually very sweet of him. Rome, honestly, I'm...
That double clutch throat clear is incredible, but it only sets up the hyperventilation. I mean, dude, you're making sounds that I've never heard before. Reggie. All right, so we're setting up the beef segment. What's your beef? It's once a week. Prior to that, let's go to the phones. This is not the beef segment. We're not there yet. That's coming up next. This is not a beef call. James in Texas. Hey, James, how are you?
I'm great. Soon the government of the U.S. is going to announce the existence of my brethren. Of course, we've been integrating ourselves into the sports world since man first began throwing rocks at each other. Truth is, we've always been here. I wanted to get ahead of the forthcoming government announcement, however, and make the official announcement here on the Jim Rome Show. Yes, Jim, there are aliens on planet Earth, evidenced by all manner of sightings, social, and physical encounters. So as my friends continue to entertain ourselves on this rock, enjoying the Rome Show, we are excited to listen in to the comments of yourself and the clones, some of which are failed breeding experiments on our part. We are counting on these squids to crack us up, as usual, with wild theories of intergalactic horse dung, which brings me to mention our unanimous vote to gift you a small token of our appreciation for your entertainment skills. We will be feeding a truly spectacular horse for you, selected by one of our pilots and legendary jockey, Herbie Hinojosa. When this fine beast comes, you will know it, and we hope you will remember us well. Herbie is...
That's not a good call. No.
You don't like that car.
I don't like that car.
Have you noticed that I'm doing my very best to give you a long leash today, and I hate myself for it because look what keeps happening. Now you're done. I know you're all trying, and some of you are trying really, really hard. It just doesn't matter how badly you want it or how hard you try. It's just never not meant to be. It's not meant to be. But you know what it is? It's smack-off season. I get this. Everybody's feeling it. They're hearing the smack-off profiles. They're inspired. They're motivated. They want the fame. They want the glory. They want people looking at them. They want the spotlight on them. They want the five-ger. I understand that. This is the risk we run this time of year. I do it to get everybody ready for the event. And yes, I'm encouraging you to be a part of the event. Problem is, 99.99999 of you are not good enough to be in the event. Rome, I don't know about lathering my skin in glue, but I'll definitely sniff the hell out of it. Regards, Silk.
Sir, I just wanted to talk to you.
Not yet. Wait for it. Silk, Scott in Crapchester, wore a full Ricky in Tampa reset.
Sir, I just wanted to talk to you pertaining to all the head coaching possibilities that are now in the NBA, and I just think it's kind of ridiculous to see how the same guys are being considered for jobs. I've been coaching professional basketball for 20 years.
What do you think when you see Steve Nash get that job without having any experience coaching?
Sir, in all honesty, it was ridiculous. At the end of the day, it's totally ridiculous. Steve Nash was a great player, but at the end of the day, how many championships has he got? Zero. I have over 600 wins, 700 professional games coached, 16 championships. I've coached in 9 different countries. I can't even get an interview with these guys. I can send you my resume right now, letters of recommendation, even references. And you call all these people, they're all going to tell you I should have been in the league a long, long time ago. I've never been able to get an interview at any level. I mean, it's totally ridiculous, Rome.
Ricky, my man, you want to talk about an ice-cold take. That did not age well. How many championships does Steve Nash have? Well, none, because he had not coached before. The thing is, he's about to get one in his first year as a head coach. That said, that does not mean that that was anything less than an amazing phone call.
Ridiculous.
My man. Hey, Ricky, good news. I've never seen NBA coaches, and I mean good NBA coaches, getting fired at the clip and at the rate that they are right now. Guys getting fired after 1 year. My man, you might still be in the hunt. Stay on it. Rome. Run Marvin the Martian already. Sarah T. Sarah, you're right. Should have done it sooner. I got to it eventually. Like I said, there's a weird thing going on. Like, I wanted to give these guys a little more runway, but I shouldn't have. You're right. Sarah, you are right. I was wrong. Never thought you'd hear that, right? Sarah, you were right. I was wrong. Marvin the Martian should have been run sooner. Hey, Rome. What the hell is with that Texas guy? The next old dude who's funny will be the first. Brett and Bugaha, quote, the next old dude who's funny will be the first. Let me think about that for a minute. Who's an old dude who's funny? Who is an old dude on this show who's funny? You're right, Brett. Nobody. Not Marvin the Martian. Not Rit. Definitely not. Jared in Wisconsin. WTF am I listening to? I know, right? Well, it's over, Jared. It's good. It's good. You're good. We're good. It's done. It's over. There are no old funny people on the program. All right, what do we do? What do we say we do this? Let's get to a beef segment. There's no way you don't have beef, especially after hearing the last couple of segments. 1-800-636-8686. Call me with your beef. Tweet me a beef at Jim Rome. Hit it up. Rit, get me to break. Wall Street has been lying for years. They lie when they tell you that 7% is a good return on stocks. It's not. They lie when they tell you the trading is so difficult, you have to have a financial advisor. You don't. There are real people legitimately making 30, 50, even 100% a year on their money trading stocks, even when the market is banged up. Carnivore Trading is an anonymous team of elite Wall Street strategists. They're legends among Wall Street heavy hitters, and now they've gone a bit rogue. They're doing their thing. They're allowing everyday folks like you and like me to mirror their explosive trades. If it sounds too good to be true, try it for yourself. Carnivore will let you see the trades they're making right now for free. Go to getourtrades.com, use the promo code Rome, and get 2 weeks for free. If you do join, and I did, Carnivore guarantees you'll get 5 times your subscription fee or double your money back. So once again, go to getourtrades.com, promo code Rome. Go to getourtrades.com, promo code Rome. Getourtrades.com, promo code Rome, R-O-M-E. See the website for guaranteed terms and conditions. Past performance not a guarantee of future earnings.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
So, as you probably know by now, not all beef jerky is the same. Old Trapper's original old-fashioned teriyaki, hot and spicy and peppered, all come in 4-ounce bags. So you can sample different flavors to find the best one for you. Ask for Old Trapper by name, because no other jerky compares Old Trapper with your beef. Time for the beef segment. All right, let me start off first with your social. Then we'll go to the phones. Hey, Rome, my beef is with MLB. They should crack down much harder on cheating. Son, Nancy Kerrigan, Jeremiah in Greenville. That's bad. My beef is with your beef, Jeremiah. Come on, man. Why? Why? I've answered this question a million times. Why, Nancy? Because they can't beat you. That's why. That's why they took a lead pipe to your knee. Why? Because they're some of the worst people ever. That's why. Dear Jim, my beef is with birthdays. I turned 41 yesterday, but who cares? Adults should not be throwing parties and putting up decorations just for surviving another year. Jesse in Erie. Hear, hear. Rome, my beef is with those ridiculous oven mitts MLBers have been strapping on to add 4 inches to their reach. Protect their hands. Where is the code on that? Brent in Appleton. Hey, Jim, my beef is with streaming on Amazon. It's terrible. It buffers. It crashes. It freaks out when you try to rewind. Netflix, Paramount Plus, and other services are way better. Jeff Bezos needs to stop staring at the stars and focus his weird-ass eyes on that crappy site. Casey, New Hampshire. I've never had that issue, Case. I've never had an issue with Amazon, Amazon Prime, any of that stuff. But it is your beef. Hi, Jim. I have a beef with people who bid $1 on The Price is Right. At least try not to cheat, you idiots. Sarah T. My bigger beef is with those idiots in the front row who can't ever make a decision on their own and have to look to their idiot friends in the back row that are giving them idiotic advice. Man, make a decision. Make a decision. This is What Up, P and the B. My beef is with the same automated message that comes on when you call any and every company. It states, due to an unusually high call volume, we are currently experiencing longer than normal hold times. If it happens every single time, no matter the day, no matter the time, it's, quote, not longer than normal. It is normal. More appropriate would be a message of, our customer service sucks, so you'll be on hold for a long, long time. Brad in the G-Rap, that is your leader right now in the clubhouse. Hey, Jim, my beef is with staying at a hotel where you cannot use the swimming pool's hot tub because some couple has been in it all night and is showing no signs of getting out. You politely tell these hot tub hogs that the pool facility is set to close in 30 minutes, and there are others that would like to get their soak on too. They tell you to simply get in with them. Yeah, right. Like, I want to be right up against these fat, sweaty losers, or even worse, having their gnarly toes up in my package. Thanks, but no thanks. Now get the hell out of the hot tub, you inconsiderate freaks. Mike and KC. You are now the leader in the clubhouse, Mike. You want to go to the calls? Let's go to the calls. The beef segment going to the phone lines. 1-800-636-8686. Let's go to Washington. Ed, it's good to have you. Ed, what's your beef? Gonzo. All right, so Ed is gone. I will go someplace else. 1-800-636-8686. Let's try Myrtle Beach. Good to have you, Steve. What's your beef?
Jimmy, my beef is with grown-ass adults that speak like children. When there aren't any other children around at all, especially in the workplace, after Diane from HR heats up that goulash and says, yummy. And I know every office kind of has something like this. I can just imagine Rit warming up that cup of hot chocolate with his eyes closed and taking a long drag and smacking his lips and saying, yummy. That's it, Jimmy.
That's not bad, Steve. Delicious. Yummy. My belly hurts. His beef is with adults that talk like little kids when there are no little kids around. My beef is with this hour. Let's keep moving. 1-800-636-8686. Let's go to... Give me a pronunciation here. San Antonio. Let's go to Bree. Bree, what's your beef?
Hello, my beef is with oversimplified logos, in particular, the Animal Planet logo. It gets me so upset. It used to be perfect. It was like wild. It was green. It was like the perfect logo for Animal Planet. And now it's just this simple blue elephant, and it looks so cute, but that's not Animal Planet at all, and it just bugs me so much.
Hell yes, Bree. Racker.
Your lady clones.
Boy, she sounds exactly like Kathleen. Except Kathleen's on hold, so I know it's not. Her beef is with oversimplified logos. That the Animal Planet logo used to be cool, and then they dumbed it down, and she's got beef with that. That's really random. That's why I like it so much. Her beef is with oversimplified logos. Let's go to Alaska. Love going to Alaska. Matt in Alaska. Good to have you. Matt, what's your beef?
Jimmy, what's going on, my man?
What's up, dude?
Dude, my beef is with Jeep guy who's got that ridiculous stencil on the top of his window, his windshield, or that stupid tire cover on the back written upside down. If you can read this, roll me over. The hell would I do that for? You are upside down for a reason. I'm going to put a little distance between myself and you before you are upright and mobile again. War, Rogan, Loam, and that see-through clear package so I can see how good old Trapper is before I tear it open and enjoy. I'm out.
My man, rack him. Nice job. Nice job, Jeep guy. Matt in Alaska going in and going ham on Jeep Guy. That is so good. 1-800-636-8686. You know what? We're having a rally. I thought this was not going to be one of our better beef segments, but it is. And the reason for that, we're getting some good phone calls. Random phone calls, good phone calls. I like it. Let's go to Lincoln. Nick in Lincoln. Nick, what's your beef?
What's up, Romy? My beef is with drive-through attendants who ask if I would like any sauces with my meal, only to forget to put the sauces in the bag. One of the worst feelings in the world is getting home, ready to enjoy my chalupa, only to realize I got no fire sauce. Dear drive-through attendant, don't ask if I want any sauce if you're not going to supply it, because so help me God, the next time you forget, you better have the SKU inventory number ready to go, because I'm coming in the lobby and taking the whole freaking container. Appreciate you, Rome. I'm out.
My man, Nick, he's got a point. Is there anything worse than getting home with that chalupa and thinking you've got that fire sauce and you don't? When they asked you if you want fire sauce and you said, yes, please? How many? Four? Yeah, well, you're going to get home and you're going to have none. How's that grab you? Nice job, Nick. Appreciate you, too. Yeah, like I was going to get a bad call from Nebraska. Not Lincoln. No chance. We've got time for another phone call or two. 1-800-636-8686. It is a beef segment. Speak of the devil. Why don't we stay in the great, amazing state of Nebraska? Why don't we go from Lincoln to Omaha? Kathleen. Whatever you do, Kathleen, don't you dare address me by name. Hey, Kathleen, what's your beef?
Mark Murphy needs to pull his head out of his ass, because I am going to state the obvious. Give Aaron whatever he wants. If he want to go, then let him go. If he wants Brian Goonhead fired, then fire that ass clown already. They seem to forget they would have never been able to draft Aaron in the first place if San Francisco had half a brain and drafted him like they were supposed to.
You know, it's amazing, Kathleen. Thank you. For the first time, I think, ever, this is really strange. I sat on my cord for my earbuds, and it ripped out of its socket, and I missed half the call. But I heard the important part of the call. The important part of the call was, quote, I've got beef with Mark Murphy, who needs to pull his head out his ass, and I'm going to state the obvious. And you had me at that point. War Lady Clones. That's the sound of me knocking on a plastic canister, a tower of beef. There are locks on it. Normally, I would not lock up the hot and spicy, but if I don't, old man Ritt will be into it. That's why. Let's go to Green Bay. You want to talk about a great state? Freaking Wisco. Sent our son Jake back to Madison today. He's been hanging out in Cali, and by hanging out in Cali, I mean not staying at home at all. He went back to Madison. We will be in the northern part of the state soon. Let's go to Green Bay. Tony, good to have you. Tony, what's your beef?
My beef is with my wife. We always go to a store that she wants to go to. I take her. I drive. And when we get to the store, we park the car. I get out. I start walking to the store. I turn around and look. She's still thumbing through either on Facebook or whatever she's thumbing through on her phone. And then I turn around and give her the look. And then she finally puts her phone down, gets out of the car, grabs her purse. And then I have to sit there and wait.
My man, Tony, I feel you. I give her the look. Like, hurry up and finish with Facebook or whatever you're thumbing through so we can enter that store and I can wait longer. Dude, just do what we all do. Find the husband chair. Hope that there's not another husband in the husband chair. And then park it and wait. And then, Tony, if you're smart, when she says, how does this look? Say it looks incredible. Oh, Jano, she was on to me after a little while. I mean, Jano makes everything look great, right? But we would go into a store and she'd come out, how does this look? Amazing. You're just saying that. No, amazing. Let's get it. Because when you have an opinion like, yeah, no, maybe not that. And then all of a sudden your opinion is amazing. Everything's amazing. They'll figure it out. Just like you will, Tony. What's your beef? My wife? Not even like when my wife does this. It's just my wife. What is your beef? I'm stringing this thing out. This segment's still going. Let's go to Virginia. Andrew, you made it. Andrew, what's your beef?
Hey, what's up, Jim? My beef is when I'm out in the field working hard, sweating all damn day, I keep on getting phone calls about my extended car warranty at least about 5 or 6 times a day. First off, this Vanessa chick, not even a real person that I'm talking to. When I try to interrupt her and tell the damn butch I don't even have an extended warranty, she just cuts me off and says, "Hey, I'll transfer you." Well, I hang up. Well, finally, I get off. That's not a
good call. No. Broham. You don't like that call. I don't like that. Broham. It's going to hurt you more than it hurts me, but I'm here to help you. Broham, that happens to all of us. It's spam. I get that call all day long, too. It's spam. It happens to everybody. Should we do one more? Or are we done? Let's do one more. OKC, Barry. Barry, what's your beef?
Jim, this is Barry in Oklahoma City. My beef is with the left lane trucker. You know, the guy that pulls out. That's not a good
call. No. My brother, sorry to do that. I don't like that call. Because I wanted to hear what you had to say. I really did. But you know the rule. If I say, let's go to Barry in OKC, and your first response to me is, hey, Jim, it's Barry in OKC, you're going to get run. That's just one of the few rules on the program. I know it's Barry in OKC. And so does everybody else by virtue of my saying, let's go to Barry in OKC. As an example, if I say now, let's go to Andrew in Richmond. If Andrew in Richmond says to me, hey, Rome, it's Andrew in Richmond, he's going to get run. I don't think he will. And I don't want to end this segment on somebody getting run. So let me try this again. Let's go to Richmond. Andrew in Richmond. Andrew, what's your beef?
Hey, Jim, my beef is with the NHL refs trying to deke the players on every face-off. Why don't you just drop the damn puck instead of trying to show yourself as the greatest person on the ice? Wore Ritz head looking like the Wizard of Oz, and wore Jeff in Richmond sucks. I'm out.
What are you doing there, Ritt? What button are you pushing, Ritt? Like, what button did that represent, Ritt? Ritt says, it's the hockey horn. That's how it's labeled. I don't know, Ritt. Push that button again for me. That does not sound like a hockey horn, Ritt. I'm not really sure what horn that represents. I don't know, man. Can you imagine that we used to do an entire day of this? Where Alvy would bounce? And Ritt would come in. You know what it was? It was kind of like a muscle. Like, we just kept working it and working it and working it and got better at it. And then Alvin finally made his triumphant return, and we kind of got rusty. Now, granted, he would not do it on a Wednesday. Alvy would take Thursday off, and I've mentioned this several times. Wednesday is the busiest day of the week, and this is the busiest hour of the week. And that was the week or the hour that Alvy chose to bounce. And it's smack-off season. Now, Alvin, in his defense, and if he's listening right now, he's probably got smoke popping out his little ears going, dude, why is he doing me like that? It's not like I picked this day. I know this, Alvin. But you know that you need to know this. You couldn't have picked a worse hour. I'll give you that. But then Alvin's like, dude, how you like me now? Show goes to hell. I take 1 hour off. Pretty much. Meanwhile, old Ritt, you want to talk about rust. You want to talk about old. He found himself the hockey horn, didn't he? Way to go, Ritt. Way to get it in the same day. Way to get it in the same day. Not only that, he's like doubled the decibel level on it. All right. What's my beef? You know, I like to insert a little beef in there once in a while, my own. What's my beef? This life. All right, I take it back. That's bad attitude. I retract that statement. Oh, wow. Let's see. 11:39, which means I'm about 8 minutes over. So let's get out. Here is your sports update. Here is Rich Ackerman. Hey, now. Big shout out to what's left of the XR4 Ti. namely Ritt and Hawk, Hawk and Ritt. And when I think of those two guys, I think of the famous song that wrecked the franchise, Mission Impossible. Hawk v. Ritt, Ritt v. Hawk. That's what's left of the crew. And one last segment, welcome back. Good job, fellas. Way to stay in the fight. For the ones who get it done, Grainger is offering supplies and solutions for every industry, backed by 24/7 support, free access to product specialists, and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Call or click Grainger.com or stop on by. The strangest development of this show was our stylist, Cindy, coming in and saying, I think Ritt's funny. And I said, really, he's not, Cindy. Like, Cindy, she's such a pro. She is so good. She is so hardworking. And, I mean, so good at what she does. And I had to politely correct her and say, no, really, he's not funny. She's like, I think he's kind of funny. Like, when he's on the board and that horn thing, I'm like, that wasn't funny. Nobody thinks so. I mean, that's how cool Cindy is. She's so cool, she thinks Ritt's funny. But then again, this is the same person that thinks that Rex in the ABQ is funny. Our stylist.
Is this the beef jerky segment?
She's a warrior now. She's up at 4 a.m. Hits the Peloton. Like, I could go on and on about how professional Cindy is, but how wrong she is about Ritt. All right, anyway. Don't you dare, Ritt. Ritt. That's what Ritt wants to do. Me.
Finally.
This guy. Let me get some reaction. Hey, Rome, Ritt said that was a hockey horn. If by hockey horn he meant tugboat, then he was spot on. Does that sound like a hockey horn to you, old man? Jesse and Lincoln, wore Ritt forgetting to adjust the screen resolution to old man after Alvy left. Well played. Yeah, you got to just dial that thing over one notch there, Ritt, to old man. Dear Jim, please tell Ritt the tugboat horn is annoying. I was listening while driving, and I thought that I'd driven off the bridge and landed in the ocean. Kent in Freeport, they're on you, old man. Romy, that was not a hockey horn. That was the sound of Ritt's insulin pump kicking in for the beatus. Ashley in Nebraska.
War Lady Clones.
At this point, Ashley almost deserves her own war. You know, just war Ashley in Nebraska. It's not even fair to group her in with all the other lady clones. Or all the other male clones. Like, Ashley is almost a class onto herself at this point. ATP. Now, you know somebody who might take offense to that. Bella. Bella B is in. Hi, Jim. Do any of the other members of the XR4TI bet on big head bets as well? Thanks, Bella B in Calgary. Great question. Really good question. All right, so let me give you the demographics. Some of us bet, some of us never will. Obviously, the big head bets. Obviously, I bet. Ritt likes to get down. Don't you, old man? You'll get down. Ritt bets. The members that will never bet. Hawk never bets. D-Dub never bets. Alvy. Alvy's a fantasy guy. Alvin is actually a big Vegas guy. He's an analog bettor. Alvy will not bet online. He won't use a mobile app, which makes no sense to me. But if Alvin's in Vegas, he goes hard. So what I'm saying to you is, like, half our crew does and half our crew doesn't. In terms of the specific question, will any other members of the XR4TI hit the big head stuff? I can only ask one other person because only one other person really bets. Ritt, do you hit his stuff? He says no. So another example, Ritt, of you thinking you're better than us. You're not, old man. Believe that. So to answer the question, Bella, apparently I'm the only one that will hit the big head's bets. Now remember, you know our relationship, the big head and I. We will take each other's back, but we don't do and bet exactly the way the other one will. I don't hit all his stuff. Like, he doesn't hit all my stuff. Like, I'll hit him at night. Like, yo, dude, did you hit? You get down tonight? He'll say yes or no. Did you? And I'll say yes. And he's like, yeah. He tries to be respectful. I'm like, dude, no disrespect taken. You don't need to hit what the boss is hitting. If you want to be right, you will. He's actually right more often than I am about that stuff.
You can be my wingman anytime.
Hey, Jim, that absolutely is a hockey horn. If they're playing hockey on a boat in the middle of the ocean and about to crash into an iceberg, dumb old man. Zane in Portland. He actually wrote, thanks, Zane in Portland. You got that, you dumb old man? Jimmy Jim, what do you plan on doing differently on your upcoming Wisconsin vacation than your last Wisconsin vacation? Good job, Brent. Great question. If you had to guess, hey, Adam, I'll give you a free guess. What do you think I'll be doing differently this time? He says jet skiing. He says fishing. Grilling. All right, you can keep guessing. No, you know what I'm going to do differently this time? Less consumption. Less consumption. Less eating straight cheese. You know, honestly, less imbibing. I definitely will. Don't get me wrong. I'm all about the lake life. And you know what specifically what I'm about? I'm all about the dock life. Coffee in the morning. Something clean at night. We did it. We did it. Boy, that was a strange and awesome show, wasn't it? You want to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. They're close, they're convenient, they're known for guaranteed everyday low prices. Excellent customer service from the professional parts people that you know you can trust. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com. You cannot get that kind of content or that kind of show anywhere else. Whether that's a good thing or a bad thing is entirely up to you. Just know, right? You can't get that kind of tugboat smack anywhere else. My thanks to everybody involved, especially that dumb old man, Rid, who keeps firing the tugboat. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. See you tomorrow.